And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Wednesday. It is Survivor time here on a Fantasy Football in 15 Short on the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. Michael Beller and Derek Van Riper here with you to talk through Week 7 Survivor and DVR. For the second time this season, we have three massive, massive favorites. On paper, it should be a relatively easy week for most everyone in pools to advance.
Yeah, I mean, I think the question is whether or not you've used all those massive favorites, because there are plenty of people out there who have already burned all three of those teams, and they're going to have to dig just a little deeper and take on a little bit of risk here. And if we did have an unexpected upset where the people who saved some of those heavy favorites were to be sorely disappointed, I don't think I'd be very sad about that, because I'm among those who do not have the big favorites at my disposal.
There you go. And who are the big favorites if you haven't taken a full look at the slate? Well, they are as follows. We've got the Cardinals, 17-point favorites at home against the Texans. We've got the Rams, 15.5-point favorites at home against the Lions. And the Buccaneers, 12.5-point favorites at home against the Bears. Those are the monster favorites. You can move past them. DVR, you find the Packers favored by 9.5 at home against the Washington football team. The Patriots favored by 7 at home against the Jets. Unsurprisingly, those five are the most popular picks thus far. And again, we lean on Yahoo's publicly available pick percentages for these numbers. So in order, we've got the Cardinals. They are 44.9% taken in Yahoo pools thus far. Then you've got the Packers over Washington at 20%, Patriots over Jets at 17.7%, Rams over Lions at 8.2%, and then the Bucks just 2.5% over the Bears. And I think part of that's got something to do with the fact that among people in Yahoo pools, half of them have already used the Buccaneers. So that's probably something that's driving the Bucks down to just 2.5% used this week. So you've got a lot of different ways to go in this DVR. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you have just one of these teams left. Are you auto-picking that team, or is there an argument to be made that you want to save them because you're probably not winning a Survivor pool in Week 7?
No, you're probably not winning it in Week 7. If you look at a team like Arizona, their win probabilities often hover above 80%. So you're going to have plenty of other times where using them makes a lot of sense. And I think some of the secondary options are heavy enough favorites where you can play this game. You can play against the possibility of an unlikely upset and also stash a team that you want to stash for good. You know, Tampa Bay, I would say, has a few more bumps in the road because of strength of schedule. So maybe relatively speaking, if you still had them available, this would be a fine time to burn the Bucks, but maybe a better time to save the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I would say the Rams are more on the Cardinals side of that, where I would try to save them if I could. But again, I'm not lucky enough to have that as an option.
Yeah, you know, that I think the Packers jump out in that regard as well. You look at the strength of schedule remaining, and the NFC North teams have four of the five toughest remaining strengths of schedule. It's just a very tough schedule that the NFC North has to play this season, and so this is a really good spot to use the Packers. We talked about this back in Week 2 when you burned the Packers played the Lions that week at home, and we knew that there were going to be, as good as the Packers are, and I do believe this is a Super Bowl contending team, when we're talking about Survivor, because of their strength of schedule, the opportunities to use them were not going to be as abundant as they were for the Rams, who have a much weaker schedule, as they were for the Cardinals, who have a much weaker schedule for the rest of the season. And so that is something I think that we want to think about with the Packers this week as well. You look at the next couple of weeks, DVR, the Packers play the Cardinals and the Chiefs, both on the road. You are not going to be using the Packers in either of those weeks. The week after that, they get Seattle at home, and that makes them usable in that spot. But because of that, That is why the Packers are my one true pick for this week. In our pool, I do still have the Cardinals available. I have burned the Rams. I have burned the Buccaneers, so I can't use either of those popular picks. I do have the Cardinals, but I'm going to go away from them. Cardinals aren't losing to the Texans. Cardinals are not losing this game to the Texans. That has nothing to do with my thinking whatsoever. But I know that I'm not going to use the Packers for at least three more weeks. And so that's why I'm going to use the Packers now. Feel very good about them taking care of business against Washington. You see those unis that they're wearing, by the way, for this week? See those throwbacks they're wearing?
Yeah, they're among the better throwbacks the Packers wear.
They look very nice. Love those jerseys. I know they look a little bit like Oregon, a little bit like Baylor, whatever. The Packers obviously got there first wearing those back in the 50s. I really like the look of those jerseys. I think they're going to look very good cruising past the Washington football team on Sunday. I like the Packers to cover the 9.5 for what it's worth, but that's not really what we're talking about here. My one true pick for this week, I will go ahead, use the Packers, feel very comfortable with them. And again, like we're talking about shades of gray when we're looking at these top, I would say at least four teams. I'm not quite sure I would put the Patriots in that. I think shades of gray when we're talking about win probability among the top four this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I had the Packers, this is a great time to use them. The schedule is absolutely brutal. The next time the Packers are going to be even above 50% for win probability is week 10. It's only 55%. This is according to the Mike Clay projections over at ESPN. The next time they're going to be anywhere close to a 75% win probability, week 14. Your pool might not even be happening in week 14. So, yes, use them while you can. In every single game that the Cardinals play between now and then, they have at least a 70% win probability just by comparison, just to give you an idea of just the difference between those two teams right now. So I'm with you. I think the only thing in this matchup that gives me some pause, occasionally we've seen the Packers struggle, when teams can rush four and get pressure, that's one of the few recipes that can give the Packers offense some fits. But Washington has been so bad in the secondary, even with the question marks with the secondary pass catchers in the Packers offense, it seems like it's going to be a relatively easy day through the air for Aaron Rodgers and company, and it's going to be really difficult for Washington to keep pace with that offense.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger surprises, I think, of this 2021 season is just how far this Washington defense has regressed. I think at the very least, we had reason to believe they would be as good as they were last year. And, you know, they won that NFC East last year. Obviously, it wasn't a great division, but that's no fault of that defense, is that defense was among the best in the league. They had a championship defense, really, and then just a pretty bad offense. And so that's really what was hurting this team a season ago. I don't think that's really going to be something that we have to worry about for the Packers, because that defense has just regressed in a major, major way this year, and it's been one of the big surprises of this 2021 season. Who you got for your one true pick this week, DVR?
Unfortunately, it's the Patriots, and I say unfortunately because I don't have a ton of confidence in this team, even though they held their own against Tampa Bay a few weeks ago. They certainly gave Dallas a scare on Sunday. I just look at this team and I think, okay, the times I want to use them when they're at home, when they're facing a rookie quarterback, or when they're facing a team whose coach is going to get fired. Well, at least the Jets, they have the coaching part figured out.
Yeah, sure.
But rookie quarterback going to New England, yeah, that's probably not going to work out. Even with the extra time to prepare, I'm really not that worried about the Jets. They're a bad team. And, you know, last week I think I was waffling on the Colts-Texans and the stability there because of everything with that Texans team, the veteran core that they have in place, especially on their defense. And yep. Davis Mills showed us a little something 2 weeks ago. Well, that all fell apart. I think we kind of saw, yes, the Texans are as bad as the models have led us to believe. I'm surprised that the very same models are as high on the Patriots as they are. Maybe it gives me a little more confidence in this team than I would have otherwise. Seeing them as a top 12 team in the Massey Peabody power rankings, that was a surprise when I opened that up for this week. So I do think there's a big gap between these two teams. Coaching-wise, Belichick should have enough to keep Zach Wilson very confused. Even that extra time to prepare is just not going to be enough. And I think it's going to be a boring, grinded out sort of game. Might be the kind of survivor game you're sweating midway through the fourth quarter. But I do think the Patriots hold on and actually pick up another win here this week.
We've already seen these two teams get together. It was back in week two, and it was exactly the game you're describing. A boring, grinded out, pretty simple victory for the Patriots. A game that they ended up winning 25-6 against the Jets on the road. And, you know, we obviously don't want to just draw straight from one result and be like, oh, they won 25-6 the first time. Why is it going to be any different the second time? But this is the sort of team that the Patriots should control. It's a team that doesn't really threaten you too much with what they do down the field. The defense really isn't anything that's going to scare you too much. And we saw Mac Jones start to open things up last week against the Cowboys. It was easily the best game of his pro career to date. 229 yards, threw for almost 11 yards per attempt, 2 touchdowns in that game against the Cowboys, a game that the Patriots very well could have won. And the Cowboys end up winning it in overtime. But the Patriots played well in that game. Probably their best offensive game. You got a great performance out of Mac Jones. You got a complete game out of the entire offense with Damian Harris having himself a very nice game. Ramondre Stevenson chipping in ways that maybe they can open up the offense a little bit, ways that they typically use James White. They were using Ramondre Stevenson. They've been looking for that sort of replacement in the offense ever since James White had to go on IR, and Stevenson maybe can be that guy for them the rest of the way. It just doesn't, it's really not a threatening game. And that's what we're getting at here. Like, you're not going to feel threatened whatsoever if you go with the Patriots, I don't think. And so this is a spot where if you are trying to keep the really good teams, the great teams, the truly great teams for the rest of the season, I can see going with the Patriots. That's going to be your one true pick. I will ask you this, though, before we wrap this part of it up. If you had one of these other teams available, because you have used Arizona, Tampa, the Rams, and Green Bay in our pool on this show, if you had one available, would you go with them over the Patriots, or would you still be trying to save them and go with the Patriots here?
I would definitely burn the Packers if I still had them left, because I have more confidence in them given the circumstances. I think with Mac Jones, yeah, he's completing a high percentage of his passes, but he is still turning the ball over a little bit. That leaves the door open for you to lose to a bad team, and that's the added risk. That's why the line is not as big in this game as it is for the Packers at home against Washington.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
All right, let's get to some landmines that we might want to avoid. I got to be honest, DVR. I mean, two things we always get to in this show: landmines and let's get crazy. Maybe you have to go off the map. Maybe you want to go off the map. I'm not sure there are great ones for either of these. I will say that if there is a landmine on the board this week, it's the Ravens. It's -6.5 against the Bengals. That's a place where I could see people getting a little bit cute, wanting to save some of those greater teams for down the road, or maybe just playing the leverage and hoping for a big upset. I think the Ravens are the one team that are on really on upset watch this week. The Bengals, a frisky team, a much better defense than they were last year. I mean, I think a legitimately good defense this season. The way the Ravens play, right, they're not really a team that can chase, notwithstanding some of the things we've seen them do this season. They're not a team that is comfortable chasing. I guess we can put it that way, maybe is a better way to put it. And the Bengals, a team that I think can handle what the Ravens want to do on both sides of the ball. This could be a low-scoring game because of the way the Ravens play offensively and as good as the Bengals are, and you minimize those possessions, you minimize the points, it keeps an underdog in the game. We've seen Joe Burrow play some of his best football over the last few weeks. That's a scary game to me. I'm not really too scared about any of the other big spreads, but that one has me concerned. You couple that with the fact that we have so many great teams on the board as big favorites this week, I don't really see any reason to go with the Ravens.
Yeah, for what it's worth, the Mike Clay projections I've referenced a few times in this show agree with you. They've got Baltimore at a 52% win probability. That's pretty low for a team favored by nearly a touchdown. So I think your Spidey sense is dead on here as far as the risk presented by the Bengals as a team that's absolutely good enough to win this game, at least good enough to sweat, make you sweat it out into cover. So I think as far as our spread picks go for the pentathlon, I'm probably on the Cincinnati side of this one. But I would say, yeah, Baltimore would be among the few trap teams. Yeah, because the matchups this week get the lopsided big favorites. And then everything else on the slate, these are teams that are pretty evenly stacked up.
Can't call them landmines.
Yeah, Carolina going on the road against the Giants. Okay, yeah, I could see the Giants picking up a win there, even though I think Carolina's a better team. The Eagles and Raiders, it's not a landmine. Like that's just a game that's kind of okay as a secondary option, but not necessarily one you feel safe about. So up and down the slate, that's kind of what I saw, just a bunch of teams that match up reasonably well against each other. I don't know what I would do if I had to pick out of the Denver-Cleveland matchup on Thursday night. Thankfully, I don't have to go down.
Yeah.
It's not week 15, so I'm not looking at that game and having to choose on that. But that looks like a mess of a game, even though those are two reasonably evenly matched teams. But Cleveland's injuries make that a total mess.
Could you make an argument for the Chiefs over the Titans? I think that's like the only other place I would go. I've used all the big favorites. I want to fade the Patriots. Like the only other place I think I would maybe go is the Chiefs at the Titans. The Chiefs are -5.5 in that game, and the Titans aren't going to stop the Chiefs' offense. I mean, I think that's very easy to say. Now, we can maybe say the same thing for the Chiefs' offense against the Titans' defense, or against the Chiefs' defense against the Titans' offense, but I pretty much always trust in a matchup with two bad defenses. I'm almost always going to trust Patrick Mahomes to be one possession better than the other offense, regardless of who it is. And so that's the only other way I would go. But again, that's too cute by half if you have a couple of these other picks available to you.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that game, I think I'm on the Titans side taking the points at least. So that makes me not like it as a secondary option for our purposes. The biggest problem I have with Kansas City in this matchup, they're giving up 5.2 yards per carry to opposing backs right now. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry does enough damage on his own. When you've got a soft front and he gets to run at that for 25 or 30 carries, this could be another smash spot for him. And any game like that stays tight and you've got a problem if you're Kansas City. So, yeah, I would say that actually kind of falls closer to a trap for me based on the spread, at least. People would look at that spread and say, oh, yeah, Kansas City. And I would say that's pretty risky.
This is something I wrote about, actually, this week. I'm with you. I'm taking the Titans +5.5. Chiefs, last in the league in yards per play. They are one of only two teams in the bottom fourth of the league in both yards per pass attempt allowed and yards per rush allowed. The other one is the Houston Texans. So they are not keeping good company on the defensive side of the ball. And they're 30th in both of those. The Texans are actually better than them in one of the two. The Chiefs are 30th in yards per pass attempt allowed, 30th in yards per rush allowed, 32nd in yards per play. That defense is as bad as advertised. Don't look at that game last week against Washington where they were starting a backup quarterback, had Antonio Gibson compromised by health, Terry McLaurin compromised by health, no Logan Thomas, no Curtis Samuel. That offense is significantly hamstrung right now. This does not signal the Chiefs being back by any stretch of the imagination defensively. Still a great offense, but I would stay away from that. One more thing before we wrap up this episode, DVR, let's just put ourselves in the shoes of someone who has done just an awesome job picking, and they haven't had to use any of these teams. If you just had all four available, rank for me Cardinals, Rams, Packers, and Bucks this week.
In terms of likelihood to win or my
desire to use them? In terms of how you would use them if you had all four available.
I'm going to put the Cardinals third. I'd put the Packers fourth if I had all of them because you might as well use one of the big three if you have them, right? So okay. I'll go from the bottom up. I'll say Packers at the bottom. Cardinals would be third. I'd use the Bucks instead of the Rams here because I think there are more difficult matches. So Bucks one, Rams two. Cardinals 3, Packers 4, if you prefer most likely or most enjoyed to least enjoyed.
Yeah, I think that's fair. If I had all four available, it would be hard for me to go with the Packers, even though I think that, you know, for pot odds reasons, they're the best team to use. If I had all four available, I would be fine burning one, knowing I still have two of the, I don't know, what, five best teams in the NFL still to use the rest of the season, something like that. If I had even just one of them used, I would maybe go with the Packers over the other two. It obviously depends on so many different things. We have to try to normalize for you guys out there because it depends on pool size and all the rules down the stretch. Some pools that you're in, one pool that I'm in requires you to start taking two teams per week if you get into the double-digit week. So things are going to change depending on those rules. But I would go with one of those big teams if I had them, probably leaning toward the Buccaneers first like you. If I had used even just one of those three double-digit spread teams, the Packers would probably be my selection because of just how good this week is for them compared to what they have the remainder of the season. That's going to do it for us here on this episode of the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Good luck in all your survivor pools, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.